Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, I got the lace. Oh, baby, don't keep me waiting. There's so much love
there's a thing that you need, I give you the breath that I breathe. If ever you yearn for the love in me, whenever, wherever, whatever, baby. Wish I knew if I could be the one that you want, love forever and a day, baby. Oh yeah, yeah. And if there's a thing that you need, I give you the love that I believe in. If ever you yearn for the love in me, whenever, wherever, whatever, baby. Whenever, wherever, whatever.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. And let's be romantic and sensual this evening. I don't know about you, but it's been a long time since we had this show. And I figured, why not just enjoy some romance and some sensuality and poetry and music tonight. So, I don't mind kicking things off this evening, but before I do that, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. And let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, the owner of Raw Links, as well as Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Now, the piece I'm going to do for you tonight, I wrote specifically for this show. It's called The Rain Enjoyed Us. Come on, baby. Let's go get wet. Drenched in the possibility that you would let me love you unconditionally. I know you've been hurt purposefully, but I'm here to soak you in my arms of trust. So you can let your hair down and remove doubt and disgust. Hold my hand. Rest your head on my chest so you know you can rest. As we embrace the wetness of the day, our heads pressed together has so much to say. If you surrender your pain to me, I'll grant you peace and tranquility inside my love. So in the April showers, you'll feel love. And only in your circumference there will be no breaks or tears, for your circle of life will drip with happiness for years. Even in those moments where the tides of our ebbs and flows don't jive together, our presence of constant communication knows that we will be everything we need for each other. No matter what trials we face together, I will come to you, and I pray you will come to me too, so we can hold each other in the sunlight while we kiss in the dark night. The focus of our disagreements will lead to harmonious thunder shower refreshments. No umbrella needed because we don't mind getting wet. Our tongues do this sensual dance inside our mouths, and yet each kiss feels like the first time we pressed our lips upon each other's nerves, and the tip of our lips send messages into our universal alignment that triggers romance's divine involvement. So I know not only will you dance with me in the rain, kiss me in the rain, play with me in the rain, enjoy me in the rain. It's an everlasting promise of a love that will shower upon our enemy's demise. For you, I know every day won't be perfect, but with you, I'm willing to keep trying to be perfect.
Remember moments so precious and rare. The thought
the warmth of snuck up on perfectly placed kisses in the kitchen. Intimate conversation with deep listening any time and shower time. You smile for me. I don't need a genie in a bottle. What you give me goes beyond wish fulfillment. I just want the continuation of us. And that's that piece.
Ooh, want the continuation of us. I tell you what, I got a song for that to complement that piece. I hope that's all right. Is that all right? Do you mind hanging out with me while we get the song for this piece?
It'd be my pleasure.
All right. How do you feel about the song that was selected to accompany your piece?
You are definitely the maestro. That was perfect. I like that. I don't think I've heard that before, but I was listening to the words, and yeah, it was a fit. It was a perfect fit. Thank you. I like that.
Absolutely.
Now I gotta find
it. But no worries. I sent it to you, so you'll be able to get it. But,
Thank you.
I'm going to send you over to the Sensual Lounge. Security has the night off, so they're not going to bother you. Although, they did kind of show up in non-security attire. They're all trying to see who's going to be your suitor for the evening. I mean, they decked out in, like, suits and ties and that kind of thing. So, you know, go easy on the fellas tonight, all right?
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one
mic. Absolutely. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl La Negra coming through, joining us, giving us that beautiful piece and the song to accompany her piece. We're going to keep this romance and sensuality going, and we're going to bring on our good brother, Brother O, to the mic. What's good with your Brother O?
It's good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good.
Good, good. You ready to express yourself romantically and sensually for the ladies tonight?
Yes.
Brother, the mic is yours. Go ahead and get on down. Not get on down, but, you know, be sensual, romantic and sensual. Y'all know I just had to get down a few days ago. It's all right. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Mic is yours.
The child is for his car. They got a thing for a full-figured sister. No offense to you, and no disrespect to my slender sisters out there. I love and respect you dearly. My daily preference happens to be with a full-figured sister, because I got a thing for her. A full-figured sister is well put together in all the right places. From a natural curves, a natural beauty, and a voluptuous and vivacious body. Such as a work of art, as a natural brick house. She's not F-A-T like rerun from what's happening. She's P-H-A-T like a plus size model, shutting the stuff on the runway. She's not to be treated as a sexual trophy. She's to be treated like a lady who walks in the first steps of royalty. Full-figured sisters are just as beautiful, just as sexy, just as smart, just as intelligent, just as confident, and just as independent as the slender counterparts are. I got a thing for full-figured sisters because I have nothing but unconditional love for them all, ranging in every skin tone, ranging from French vanilla, coconut, or caramel brown to dark chocolate, ranging from sisters in their turns of 20s and 30s, sisters in their fabulous 40s, and mature cougars in the early 50s, ranging in height from short to tall, ranging in weight that is evenly proportioned, representing all 12 signs of the zodiac, and representing all occupations and walks of life. I got a thing for full-figured sisters because I have a strong attraction to them. She's my blanket and my source of warmth in the winter and my shadow in the spring. She's my breath of fresh air and the sunshine that brightens my life. She is my ride-or-die female and the virtuous woman that stands firmly beside me. She's my angel protection from the scandalous women trying to divert my attention. She's my inspiration who drives me to succeed and my cheerleader who motivates me to overcome my obstacles. She's my source of unspeakable love, joy, and happiness. And she's my source of comfort and shoulder to cry on. See, I got a thing for full-figured sisters because these sisters right here turn me on at first sight. She's got my heart skipping beats. She's got my eyes wide open. She gives me goosebumps. She's got my ears perked up like a dog waiting for his favorite treat. She's got me in the haze and walking around the days. She want to make me play those classic old school love songs. She gets me excited like a young man hit by the love bug. She causes my knees to buckle and my legs to stumble. She causes my manhood to rise and stand in full attention. And she causes me to say, Lord, have mercy, while making my best efforts not to pass out faint of shame when she approaches me. See, I got a thing for full-figured sisters because she's my ideal match. She's a queen, the king. She's a support system, and I'm the strong foundation. She's a woman who's my perfect complement. She's a decision maker, and I'm a provider and protector. She's my appetizer. Now I'm a main course along with delectable desserts. See, I got a thing for full figure and plus size sisters because they satisfy all of my needs. She sets my soul on fire. She's my private stripper who gives me lap dance to arouse and bring out the freak in me that's been waiting to get loose. She mesmerizes me with her kisses on juicy and luscious lips. She stimulates me with a seductive conversation and touching my sensitive spot. She's my romantic partner and porn star all wrapped up in one. She's got the keys to my heart and soul, and she most definitely knows how to make Brother O feel so good. That's at peace.
Yes, sir, Brother O. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Dope, Ink, bro. I got a song specifically picked out to compliment your piece, so stick around with me and enjoy this song, and then I'll bring you back and see what you think about it.
Well, yeah, just play the song.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 yeah. So catch me at nighttime. Some of my friends think I'm moody, but I think I'm just fine. I could be pissed, but I act like I'm not. I really remember when I say I forgot. No matter how hard I try to run away from love, at the end of the night I need somebody who loves me naked. Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked. Yeah, 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 naked. I need someone who loves me when I wake up. Thinks I'm beautiful when I'm looking fucked up. I want that perfect love, am I asking too much? Someone who shoots for the stars, knowing nothing, I'm not good enough. I need somebody who loves me naked.
Who loves me naked.
Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it.
Are you
somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? What's lost behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, 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 naked.
All right, Brother O, how you feel about that song complimenting your piece, bro?
Very nice song.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, brother, we're going to get you over to the Sensual Lounge so that you can be pampered by some of those four-figure women over there. Because they do make the world go round, baby. Yes, they do.
Amen.
All right, brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's my good brother, Brother O, on his way to the Central Lounge to go ahead and be pampered. Next up on the mic, we have, yes, Mother of Dragons. Hello, Mother of Dragons. How are you this evening?
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm actually, let me pause there. I was watching Marvel.
I love it. J-Rob, the wise son, eat your heart out, bro. I got it all to myself tonight. And we being romantic and sensual. I love it. Thank you for coming by. Are you ready to take this mic and be romantic and sensual this evening?
Most definitely.
The mic is yours.
Okay. See, late nights we catch flights. Clandestine trips we manifest what we often hope for. Voice has been stolen, coerced into walking the Delta to the Mississippi line and Georgia line shore. See, we catch flights to forego our feelings and mystical trails to the coast, eyes entranced, the thoughtless games and thoughts. A queen she will become through natural selection. Only the strong will survive, and her womb has carried children, surrogate princesses and ladies in waiting. Royalty is written on her, dare we say. Beseeched by counterfeits, heartless to many, loved by thousands. Gross offenses of dissenters, going dark, rogue thoughts, removing the veil. And if I choose violence, are you ready for the rogue assassins? I mustn't lie. Revelations of what a heart wants. Having the Joker choke her like a vulture. Bleak house thoughts. But intelligent melanin brings a documentary of conundrums. What we are is what we speak. And I've been missing action because of Wakanda has to hear me. And that's my piece.
I really like that. Listen, I got a song that I'm going to play to compliment your piece. And I hope you enjoy it. So stick around with me and enjoy your song.
Okay.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. You finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it, and this ain't working, and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before, no. Tonight I'm making up for it all, yeah. For every time I let you cry, I will what you need. More water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. It's now that you know.
Okay.
How do you feel about your song?
That is beautiful. Never heard that song before. So very beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I was able to introduce you to a good piece of music that will comfort you in your peace. If you
oh, definitely. I do. I definitely do. I appreciate that, Dan. I definitely do.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Yes. Now I'm going to get you on over to the Central Lounge so that you can continue having your body smile. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons on her way over. Whew, man, I don't know about y'all, but it's definitely romantic and sensual tonight. And why should we stop? Let's go ahead and keep this party going. And we're going to bring in our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Good evening, Lady A. How are you?
Bonjour. Comment ça va ce soir?
Ah, bonjour, mademoiselle. Comme si, comme ça? Ça va?
Je suis très heureux ce soir.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle. Good to hear you this evening. Good to hear you this evening.
Thank you. Always good to hear you as well.
Well,
and I wrote a
that.
New poem for tonight.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. But listen, we're not going to hold it up. We're going to go ahead and let you get right into it. The
All
mic
right.
is yours.
Thank you. This is called Indian Summer. Indian summer, warm breeze off the water. Early sunsets fall into the sea. We watch, just him and me. Fingers clasped, reach within, like vines entwined therein. Love speaks music, covering us. Splashing potions on skin, infusing, penetrating, percolating, rendering helplessness, melting into each other our silent shouts, the emotions stirred. Indian summer warm breeze off the water. We are fluid. We move as one in sync, like sheaves of golden wheat sway in the summer's wind. Love songs, sweet and tender created, graze our lips faded. No deeper love mated, no words articulated can tell the world we love, touch, and breathe as one. Indian summer, warm breeze, off the water. Tu es l'amour de ma vie, je t'adore, je t'aime pour l'éternité, and peace.
I love this. I love this. If I may compliment your piece with a song, would that be all right?
That would be lovely. Thank you.
All right.
But somehow we got loose from what was oh so tight. Somewhere we went wrong when we were oh so right.
What's a man to do when he just can't dig on?
Oh, what's a man to do?
What am I to do when my heart beats me to the door?
Now I've tried and tried again, but now this is the end. Tell me what.
I'm emotional.
Lady A, Lady A, that Indian summer got a brother so emotional. Whew.
Uh-huh.
How did you feel about your song choice?
I thought the song was good, but it was like a breakup, wasn't it?
Well, not really, because he said that he's trying to hold on, and he doesn't want to let go. You got to read between the lines. He trying to hold on. He don't want to let go. And then he said, what's the use if we can't be friends? Because, see, if we can be friends, then I know that there's still a part of us that will still love each other, and there's always that small glimmer of hope.
Oh, okay. Indeed. Yeah, it's true, eh? You have to be friends. You have to be able to depend on each other and have fun together. You have to be friends. If you're not friends, when times are tough, it's there. You know, we are the only ones we can go to. You know, your partner is the one that you need to go to. If you can't feel that you're best friends, that you can go to that person, then there's really not a whole lot to hang on to.
Not a lot. Now, are you ready to get to the Sensual Lounge and enjoy some more Indian summer?
Well, as long as I can dance with someone who knows how to dance.
Oh, man, well, there's plenty of that going on. I mean, because the Pearl and Negra can't have all of the security team. I mean, but
exactly.
You know what? We're going to save that for another show. But all right, Lady A, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you for the topic tonight.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian, Lady A, on her way to the Sensual Lounge. Whew, man. Let's see who would like to continue in romance and sensuality. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Epiphany Zone, one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. We have Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuina. Hey, Zuina, how you doing this evening?
Hey, Poetic. Good evening. I am doing amazing. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. It's Saturday night. We're being romantic and sensual this evening. The pieces have been amazing. The music has been amazing. And it's your turn.
Yes. Okay. Glad to join the party. It has been an amazing show. And your picks for tonight? Spot on. Really spot on. You're doing your thing over there in the crate.
Thank you so much. I had to dig through some. You know, I had to blow some dust off of some others. But, you know, but we're going to see what you got and see what the DJ of the evening can accompany your piece with. Are you ready?
Okay. I am.
The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece doesn't have a title. It's okay. Come to me in pieces. Inch by inch, like miles of skin, slow, slow, like motion, and new tide tied to old moons. Come to me soon, just as you are, even in pieces, fragile and small, eager and missing. It's okay that you come to me wishing that some of what has happened didn't. Some of what they named you isn't. You need stitches for the world's incision. Let me string each tear that you shed in the dark into strong silk threads to sew you back together again. Let me kiss comfort into your weary head. See, I got the type of love that was meant to heal you the way that only sacred love do. Let me love you from your knees, satisfy your deepest needs, whisper to your inner peace, and satiate your inner beast. See, you were never incomplete. You just needed to be loved properly, so it's okay. Bring me all of you in small, small pieces, beautiful, delicate, and unrefined. It's okay. Take your time. Slowness to date makes for the sweetest of wines, and August fruit is heaviest with juice, so see, the waiting mends the missing, and the patience is the proof. If the world would only listen, we won't rush in like fools. See, you alone are beautiful. I mean, just look at you. beautiful black man, strong, strangling vine veins line your strong arms, the feathered nest that is your chest looks made for me to rest upon. The Zulu in your face shows, protruding beautiful bush screaming bass. So I know war scars mine, your bark. War scars mar your body and mind, so it's okay. Take your time. This time is the first of a last time. This time is the birth of a lifetime. This time, come to me in pieces. Your complex kaleidoscope of rough edges are enough. Together, we make a mosaic of love and trust. No need to rush. I want more for us than the moment can reach. But if we come together piece by piece, imagine the possibilities. As endless as inches of ocean, I'll take you in like slow motion, saving your evolution in the innermost recesses of my brain, frame by frame. You were never meant to be tamed. You were meant to be loved in your purest state. Gather up your pieces and come to me. This love is worth the wait, ain't it? And that's that piece.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness, my goodness. You know, Queen Simmons, I hope you don't mind the song choice for your piece that I think fits perfectly. Is it okay if I play
okay.
it for you?
Absolutely.
All right.
If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you?
Simmons, I hope you didn't mind that song selection. How did you feel about it to accompany your piece?
Oh, my gosh. That was perfect. Spot on. Spot on. And that's one of my favorite songs, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's one of mine. It's one of mine, too. It's one of mine, too. I mean, your piece was so, you know, you were talking about what we are to each other in the piece. And then you start breaking it down. And I said, you know what? That is the best part. So thank you for that.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you. But now I'm going to get you over to the Sensual Lounge so that you can continue being the best part of the evening. Is that all right?
Oh, that's absolutely. Thank you.
All right. My pleasure. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Nah, I wasn't going to do it, y'all. I wasn't going to Google and Gaga. Not tonight. Nope. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Man, I came home from work. All I wanted was a beer and see someone twerk. It's Friday, and I'm ready to turn up. Single and no dates lined up. Gotta get in them streets, see what's popping. Can't let nothing stop me. Wait, hold up. It's time for Let's Talk About It. The radio show on Epiphany? Let's get it. Time to take my socks off and get comfy and do date night differently. Tonight's topic? You just have to tune in and see. Because there won't be no debate. Now tell me, can anyone relate?
You are listening to Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. I am Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Take your socks off. For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Romantic Sensual Saturday with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you another piece. And then We'll see how the rest of the evening goes. I'll bet you taste like heaven, and I'm ready to earn my halo. And to everywhere we go, people will admire just how sexy we as a couple are. Some will say they've traveled near or far. They've yet to see two individual energies. Make them just want to make love and weave. We've just made them moist and stiff at the same time. Our signature kiss is unlike any other. The whole world wishes they could discover a pattern of entangled lips that creates an antiquated passion. From back in the day where love was pure and filled with the notion that no matter what, I've got you. And as I taste the ambrosia that is you, heaven will smile upon my good deeds. The halo I've earned from your pleasure I plan to exceed. Exceed by giving birth to your orgasmic bliss, and the unearthly moisture being created deserves another kiss. Oops, I almost forgot we were being observed. As they, he, she, them watched our exchange in awe. So what, I like it raw. That's where the natural elements of creativity take place, and it leads to the birth of art. So I don't care if you watch, just please learn something. Then go forth and multiply your seeds into everything. hey, get your mind out of the gutter. I'm only talking about the poetry that she and I utter.
See, man, I ain't tripping off none of my homeboy.
No.
And I ain't tripping off none of her girlfriend.
I'm sure, Raphael.
Because I can't do that. We're going to be together. We're going to do this.
Get up.
No, we can do this.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby.
So go ahead and pull out those pieces. Pull out those second pieces. And let's go to La Perla Negra and see if she has another piece. Let me steal her away from her suitors. La Perla Negra, do you have another piece you'd like to share with us?
All right, give me a second. Let me find. All right. Let me see. Okay, I got something.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Our Purity. Before I knew who I was, everyone before you just took advantage. And most that came after felt good in the moment, just a temporary quick fix band-aid on an open wound. But with you, I never felt like I had to have a space, because you made me feel safe, not placed in some frivolous connection. You took the time to touch me just the way you knew would fill not just my physical desire, but in a way that dances with my soul. You didn't just allow me to know who you are. I experienced you, because you knew that my craving for intimacy is like the petals of nature opening to early morning dew. Your mere existence gave my pulse life and my reason in this existence, understanding. You didn't just sweep me off my feet. You helped me keep my balance, because you understood the principles of what makes a relationship flourish and grow, that it needs to be nurtured with love and attentive consistency, replenished with conversation and communication, and most importantly, attended to with patience and consistent persistence in the belief that it will work. Your vibration is so high that when our souls dance, we created an energy the stars gossip about throughout the galaxies. Though we could spend lifetimes together, I'd happily settle for just one to keep the memory of forever. I could say that you're just a man, but when the goddess in me recognized the god in you, she knew it was celestial. We are stardust streaming the night skyline, and angels consult us about light because of the purity of our love. Like the energy of sun rays shining through clouds, for we are heart to heart, and that's that piece.
Okay. I got something for that. Is it okay if I play a song for that to compliment that?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah. Please.
Here we go.
My love. discover trust in my sweet caress. Female sunshine and nothing less. Just the touch of my hand and infinite warmth for my man. Yeah, gonna make you mine. Yeah, till the end of time. Cause I'm open wide with so little to do. Simply put, I live my life for you. Give it to me and I'll give my love to you.
How do you feel about the second song to complement your second piece?
Perfect. It's almost as if you kind of knew what we were going to write, you know, and you matching the songs perfectly to the pieces. So I loved it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I just, you know, try to be in tune with y'all because it's romantic and it's sensual. And as I hear your pieces, you know, certain songs I've prepared for the evening, and I just choose that one that fits, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much. One love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. One love, one mic.
Take your socks off. All right, we're going to go from La Pearl La Negra to Mother Dragon to see if she's got a second piece she'd like to share with us. Mother Dragons, do you have a second?
Hello, I do.
All right.
I do.
The mic is yours.
Okay. I sit here often wishing that if I could be his T-shirt, to be close to him, my ink has become my pillow. And in my thoughts are blurred minds of what a love affair should really be. It's the dalliance of a smile, the weakness from a kiss, those heartfelt thoughts that gets the fire stoking. But little do you know that he's become my wildest dream. And I match energy as I open my eyes and with every molecule in me, we tribe to our inclusive. We vibe to our new potential. Meta genes become intertwined. And I read your very essence, souls connected on every planet. The blackest of the night shade has kept us high off each other. And the outlet to become infused in a triangle, I delve not, but I delve into your mind. Mind bending the previous accessories, the magnificent center of your resilience is we. And our shadows dance on the wall. You make heat between our microaggressions, causing generational curses to be broken. And through a kiss, a touch, a talk, and healing tongue, we've spoken the ancient dialect as we have become chains to begin to fall. We are not our ancestors. Because we chose to love. Blood and fire ignite our passions and we are the architects to our visions of what we are, which is freedom. And that is that peace.
Oh, yes, it is that peace. And I'm going to use this song for that peace to compliment you.
Okay.
I just wanna show you how much I appreciate you.
Yes.
Wanna show you how much I'm dedicated to you.
Yes.
Wanna show you how much I will forever be true.
Yes.
Wanna show you how much you got your girl feeling good.
Yes.
Wanna show you how much you understood.
Yes.
Wanna show you how much I value what you say. Not only are you loyal, you're patient with me, babe. Wanna show you how much I really care about your heart.
Wanna show you how much
I hate being apart. Show you, show you, show you, till you're through with me.
I wanna keep it how it is,
so you can never say how it used to be. Day and night, I wanna make that body rock. Sit back and watch.
I'm gonna dance for you.
Back. Dropping this thing back. This is for the time you gave me flowers, for the world that is ours, for the moolah, for the power of love. And no, I won't never, ever, ever give you up. And I wanna say thank you in case I don't thank you enough. A woman in the street and a freak in a you know what. Sit back, it's a pregame show. Daddy, you know what's up. I'm gonna
All right, Mother of Dragons, how do you feel about
your
song?
Oh, wow. I said, now, how he know what I do in private? Come on, how you know? Come on, fam, you can tell me. You can tell me.
We're not going to tell everybody our business now. We're not going to do that now. It's none of their business. Ain't none of their business.
Because right, I do all around. This, all this in the song, okay?
Lord Jesus.
Y'all of that.
Okay, all right. All right, now. Yeah. Woo. All right.
Yeah.
Well, stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. All right. One love, one mic.
I will. Woo. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mother of Dragons. We're going to go from Mother of Dragons to Epiphany's own, the other half host of King and Queen's Quarters. We got King Atterbury. What's good with you, King?
Oh, man. You already know, man. But I'm here.
Good, good. Glad to hear you, bro. Glad to hear you. Listen. We've been romantic and sensual tonight, so I'm just going to give you the mic, let you go ahead and do your thing. The mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. This piece I titled Next to You. Back again on the weekend, speaking to your own sides, wondering if my invitation is valid to get you open. While you're sitting, contemplating all the ways that feel good, here's a whisper to consider what's meant for you to have. Allow yourself the real pleasure that you want while I am here. I'm so locked inside the love belt that desire is wired. It's my elixir that affixed your taste buds from below. Allow my mouth to resurrect that purified happiness. As I continue to kiss between your inner thighs, enjoy the high. Take your time sipping on that tonic from me to you. This position of ascension, soul to soul, upon our road. This is an energy transfer that's worth more than some marriages. Relax your body upward as your back press my chest. While my fingers massage your loveness, your heartbeat is irregular. But right now, we are good on this final. Until next time, this is another part of me from the Lord and Divine King.
All right, King. That's what I'm talking about, bro. But listen, I got a song to compliment that piece. So at the end of the song, let me know what you think. All right?
Disasters, my baby has been around for me. Kingdoms are falling, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I feel it.
take some time just to be thankful that I had days full of you.
Your priest, my brother.
Yeah, no doubt. It did justice on that. You know what I mean? It was right there with it. I mean,
all right,
nice,
my brother. That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Hey, man, get another piece, man. We're going to come back to you, so get another piece together. We got a couple more calls we want to get through, but get another piece together. We're going to come back to you.
I'm still at the plant.
Okay, bro. Come back if you got another piece. If you got it, you got it. If not, then, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, I see, bro. Like I said, I'm running the circle.
I know you're at the plantation. All right. I know, bro. I know. All right, bro. Stick around as long as you can, man. One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is King Atterbury with that piece. I'm going to go back to Lady A. Lady A, would you have another piece for the evening?
I do.
All right.
And it's called Love Language.
Love Language. Ooh, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Love Language. I feel your love language in your touch. Fingers brush my face. They speak love for me to clutch. Fingertips to fingertips pass a fervor like lightning strikes. Bolts electric merge, explode like lava burst from volcano heights. I see your love language in your eyes. In the dark, you watch me slumber in the night. Unspoken words seen when green meets blue. We speak I love you in colored hues. I hear your love language without words. Your quickened breath tells me you're thrilled. Moans float into my ears, drunk with desire are you. Your voice, mixed with love, express our oneness too. I taste your love language on your lips, full and soft, tongues can't resist. Suckle lower lip sweet, kiss me all through the night. Love transcends the spoken word, touch, sight, taste, and sound. Excites and
home. All right, Lady A. Here's another song to compliment your piece.
Thank you.
There's nothing left but the truth, baby. Can't forget about the love. I'd rather add to the fumes, baby. Cause ain't no fire stopping us. Even when we say we're done,
thinks we're crazy.
And they're probably right.
Tempers start to flaring up every time that we erupt. Baby, 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 baby.
That's what real love's like. Cause we just keep going up, keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
Nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up. We keep going up in flames.
But keep on burning up with you, baby. Smoke be filling up the room, baby. Suffocated by your love. Can't breathe without you, baby. I die before I give it up. Ooh, 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 ooh. Even when we say we're done, I always tell you you're the one. And everybody thinks we're crazy.
And they're probably right.
Tempers start to flaring up every time that we erupt.
Cause we just keep going up.
We keep going up in flames. There's nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up.
We keep going up in flames. But keep on burning up.
Nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up.
We keep going up in flames.
But keep on burning up with you, baby.
Keep going up.
We keep going up in flames.
There's nothing else that I can do, baby.
Cause we just keep going up. Keep on burning up with you, baby.
Woo! Lady A, you talking about taste and love languages, and my man said we burning up, but just keep burning up because that's a sign of real love. How you
baby,
feel about
baby,
for your
baby,
piece?
Yes. That was good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Now go ahead and get back to the Sensual Lounge and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, our favorite Canadian Lady A. We're going to go to Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. How you doing?
Oh, happy Saturday. Poetic, I'm happy to be here. I'm sorry, I'm on multiple mics. Let me mute my other.
Okay, no worries.
Sorry, my bad.
Nah, you're fine.
All right, so I'm ready. Happy Saturday.
All right, happy Saturday indeed. Now, of course, we're doing Romantic Sensual Saturday tonight. Not a whole lot of, now no questions at all. We just want you to be romantic and sensual. Are you ready? You ready to do that?
I can do it.
Tonight? All right.
Absolutely.
Mike is yours.
I stay ready because I don't have to get ready. And I'm going to tell you something about me, baby. I don't need no warm-up, no rehearsal. I don't need you to do a mic check on me because I need you to know that you hurt her. See, she is me, and I am her. And what we do is freestyle, sir. So I'm going to do this one off the dome because this is the place that I live and I'm comfortable in, and I'm comfortable in the space in which I roam. So there are times in my life when I know what the subject matter is and I can write to it immediately. Even while I'm in queue waiting for my time to be almighty, I'm muted so that I come on the mic and do what I was destined to do. And I understand and appreciate one thing for certain, two things to show, that you might be confused about this, but I will always flow. See, I don't have to get ready because I stay ready, and this is what I do. I love, love with every fiber of my being. I've been married and divorced twice, but I promise you I have not given up on the search for my king. I'm not looking for him. I'm making myself ready. Because the Bible says that a man that finds, a wife finds a good thing, and I know that she is me explicitly, just the way that my name is G and I'm a storm that all of you know to be the norm. But the reality is this. I would be remiss if I didn't say that there was a time in my life that I didn't think that love loved me. So I started an entire movement that I called Dear Love. And I wrote letters to love explicitly, daily, sometimes weekly, other times monthly or quarterly. But the reality is, I didn't think that love loved me. And I'm going to tell you why. I was picking poorly. I was putting myself on the clearance rack when I needed to know that I was a queen from day one. And as a matter of fact, Gina. It's short for Regina, and my name is spelled R-E-G-E-N-A, because in Spain, that's the way that they spell Regina, and I have nothing to apologize for, but I must say, I'm a queen. No matter whether it's spelled with an I or an E, I have my crown straight, my back straight, my head up, my eyes bright. I'm walking in my destiny with my heels high. I will not reduce myself anymore. I will not entertain anyone who's a joker or who is a buffoon in my life. No, no more. I have to recognize and appreciate the fact that I cannot raise a prince to be a king. I need to find one who is one initially. So, just like I know my worth and I'm not dumbing myself down, I'm not going to slow down my conversation so that you can keep up because you have an impairment and that is not my struggle, nor is my situation. I need you to know in any and every situation that I am here to do my due diligence and I'm doing it right. See, I'm a wordologist, and I know what I came to do here tonight. I want to let you know that I'm going to be the thing that you feel like you need. I want you to introduce me to your mother and your father immediately. If your grandparents are still alive, well, I know that they need me in their lives because they need to understand and appreciate that the generational curses that have already been in play will be broken by me and you. Because I'm not here just to say that I love you and I love them too. I love me and my ancestors too. So only reason that we came to be is because it was destiny. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Ooh-wee, Gina. I got a song to compliment your piece because I love what you said in there. So I'm going to... Let me just go ahead and get this in.
I'm ready. Thank you, Poetic.
Jamie.
Something, man. On top of that, Tuesday morning, your daughter had you late for work. Now you gotta deal with your boss, and then on Wednesday, your sister says she ain't gon' babysit on Thursday. And it's her seventh time flaking on ya. But you look forward to Friday, 'cause you know when you get home.
Fridays and Saturdays you need me around, 'cause I'm your weekend lover. And I'll make sure you have a good weekend, yeah. Relax now, I'ma run that bubble bath. You can put your feet up, feet up. Don't you worry about a thing. The baby's at your mama's house. Got 100 candles and roses, baby. I ain't playing no games. Sip on the smoke at mimosa. Sit down on the sofa while I cook you a meal, yeah. And when we're done, we'll go and have some fun in the bedroom, 'cause I know you looking forward to your weekend lover.
But sometimes, it's okay to be a weekend lover, especially when it's a game.
Oh, I'm even bad at it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Look,
oh,
all I can say is this ain't fat, and I got it.
I know that's right. All right,
just,
stick
you
around.
You know what I've been saying, but don't mean that I won't do that as well. Yes, sir.
Hey. Whew.
If the mood is right, I'm just saying. If the stars are aligned or whatever the universe calls for, oh, yeah.
Listen, because we know you got the ability to be like, he might think he going to be a weekend lover, but after that weekend, he'll be like, baby,
I need you to
362 days. You feel me? Okay.
That part. Oh, I love it here. I'm so glad I came. Thank you, Poetic.
Absolutely. You're welcome. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm on her way to the lounge. Queen Simmons, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Oh, okay, we're jumping right into this thing?
The mic is yours.
Okay. All right. He's in the room like an elephant. Undeniable, heavy. His presence and essence is making me heady. I trace his full form with the warmth of my wanting alone. And damn it, I'm a mess already.
soaked to the end. I am drenched in the thinness of this skin between where this could end and the original sin, but he's in the room like a vacuum, reducing my lungs to a shallow breath. My heart won't rest beneath my breath. I'm a mess in this vessel, held in place by an invisible lead, a need to breathe deep in the shallow of your throat. While I ride you like a rhythm, milk your body, drain you of your composure, he's in the room. And I know, even with my eyes closed, my other senses take control. See, he tastes like nostalgia and cognac. He smells like outside and everlasting. He tastes like chocolate and chances. He feels like barefoot slow dances. He sounds like a bomb's fragile wick. His tongue is thick, and so is his waist. He got a bouche that screams basso and a nose that knows. He got broad, strong shoulders and an undeniable soul. Strong traps line his back with a little fat. He's got scars and cracks from where he held the world on his back. He's got a salt and pepper chin strap that incites innuendos about anointing him in my flow from his beard to his temples. He's in the room and I can tell. Even in the dark, I know him well. It's his smell, as potent as a cloche of magnolias, his touch tender and effortless. He's in the room and his hands on my dripping sex. He plays my nanny like piano keys, this remarkable marionette. I am blessed to surrender to his caress and gorge on his gorgeousness, unfettered to unrest. And yet, here I am, making a mess again. The rivers to my Milky Way drip into his readied hand, and he places his fingers in my mouth so I can understand the sweetness of my just desserts. His wish is my command. You're in the room like walls that won't speak. Full view of the best in me spread open and spent across your bed while I convulse in your afterglow. Damn, I've made another mess. And that's that piece.
Well, since we're getting deeply sensual, I hope you like the song that I selected for this piece.
Okay.
Yeah, it rules everything around me. Free for me, baby. Girl, I wanna hear your best voice. I'ma put my weight on it. Don't make me wait for it. Creep, creep from it, baby. Creep. Getting close, everything around me.
I'm a hunter, a lion. Don't get too close, I'll bite you. I ain't lying, I'm trying to make a whole tribe.
Yo. You can get it where you want in the evening or morning time. And you know I'm a dog, it's my job to stay feline.
Let me become one within your figure. Wanna feel the pressure on my face. Fainting for a taste, baby.
Show me your face, I'm tryna take time. You playing games, but I'm tryna eat something.
It rules everything around me. Breathe for me, baby. Girl, I wanna hear your perfect.
I wanna hear your perfect.
I'ma put my weight on it. Don't make me wait for it. Creep.
Girl, I wanna hear your
creep for me, baby. Creep, creep, creep. Getting close, everything around me.
Your spouse is full of divine trust. I just can't help but remind you, kid. Something delightful, kid. I'll die for you, kid. Dreaming probably better than you, kid.
What a crazy thing to do, kid. I love you.
from me, baby. Girl, I wanna see you well done. Boss, make you climb up walls.
I'ma put my weight on. Don't make me wait for me.
Pray for me, baby. Don't you dare make me wait on you. You know, I'll go so insane for it. And I wanna hear you for it.
Queen Simmons, how do you feel about your song? Compliment.
Ooh, yes, that was big sexy.
Yes, I mean,
I
your piece was big. Your piece was big sexy. I mean, we had to match that energy. Oh God, yes.
Yes, definitely. That's what's up. That was perfect. That was perfect choice.
All right, get on over to the Sensual Lounge and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Y'all hear Queen Simmons? Oh, we're going to go right from Queen Simmons to the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Baby, baby.
Baby, what it do? What it do, Van Meadows? What it do?
Oh, man, what it do, bro? We sitting here enjoying Romantic Central Saturday this evening, being all romantical.
Yes,
sensual, and
yes,
if you're ready to jump on in and let the ladies hear you, bro, the mic is yours.
Hey, thank you, Van Meadows. I'm ready. She took me deep inside of her thoughts. She allowed me to massage her inside from inside where no one had ever gone before. I gave her all of me to think about, to ponder. Here we are. No need to wonder. Let's love. Let's love. Let's touch. Let's rub till we combust. Let's fall free from gravity into something sweet. Let it sweep us into ecstasy. Let's drip, 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 drip until agony deplete me. Whisper in my ear how you got one last eat. Let's go again meet to meet hungry. Let's feed each other. Eat, sip, suck. I don't give a fuck. Let's speed it up like rabbits. Let's cause damage. Fuck the headboard up till the box springs blow up. Roll on the floor, go turtle. Long strokes, real slow, yo. Make the room spin and tilt on its axles. Let's love, though. Let's love, yo. See, her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit marmalade. Succulent. The taste of her. Nectar. She was in possession of lips that when kissed gave birth to illusions. Visuals. Amplified by closed eyes. Where inner heat longings and wantings become intensified. And the breath of two becomes one. But the heartbeat of both becomes multiplied, causing those I want to fuck you spark fly. Like survivalists rub sticks together to start a fire, we bond. We begin the slow grind, a slow grind, a slow grind, releasing soft sighs, moans, and I want you groans. Her body cries to have me inside her. The anticipation of me easing it in her, sliding in between her, was enough to provoke and stoke the flames of this hunger that I had for her. leading me completely to emotional ecstasy. We both have needs, and right now I'm ready to supply hers, fulfill hers, enter her, love her, make love to her, my bone in her, I'm boning her, all up in her, loving her, slow stroking her, playing her oboe like a cello, while I'm fucking her, animating her skeleton, loving the feel of her silken skin. I'm not done. Now I'm deboning her, tickling her soft tissue, her cranial membrane. I'm coming in her mind's carcass, her thoughts. I think I hit her ribeye, did I? Her response was a deep sigh. So I hit it just like that one more time. No, I'm not finished. I give her delicious some raw skull. I lick her before I dick back in her, toss salad for dinner. And her body spoke. She said, touch me. Touch me and make the heavens sway. Make the stars dance. I want to be left in a trance when your lips brush up against me, she said. Make the earth shake. Make me quake. I want to cipher with the wolves and holler at the moon the way you tongue spoon me, she said through clenched teeth. She said, slow your touch. She wants me to slowly touch. To slowly touch her in places that ache to be touched slowly. She wants me to tease her, lightly touch her. She said, touch me, run your fingers slightly over them, linger, use your middle finger, make me moan, feed my fever, make my body yearn until my yoni screams to be re-entered. Play with it, keep touching it, touch me mentally, lightly feather me. This was meant to be. She said, I want you to fuck my imagination and make my reality come streams at high velocity. Whisper my name. Her body spoke with slight jerks, see, spasms. She was having them. Convulsions, she was reaching them. She began preaching. She drove a blue Honda. Orgasms. She prolonged, speaking in foreign tongue, in rhyme to erotic waves. See, this was foreplay, her favorite song. I held her like some priceless instrument, her body spent, she well spent, but holding on as the band played on, she said, climb the length of me. Mount me, I be Everest, Nango Parbat, Annapurna, Mount Fuji, Broad Peak Kamet. Invade me with your spike, she said, as you climb me, gently, as you traverse the many parts of me. I don't want to come yet, not until you reach my summit. Drip your way down the tip of my peak. My many slopes, shit, ski down me, roam me, you're into my Juliet. Let me feel it, your seed upon my stomach. Talk shit, I want to hear it, that Shakespeare shit, quote Macbeth. By the pricking of my thumbs, something wicked this way comes. She comes, and the walls of her feminine tightens its grips upon me. And once again I find myself suffocating willingly as my breath is being taken away by passion's embrace, as she strangleholds me with those lips, as we both drain ourselves complete of body fluids. Her lips are the inspiration that inspires this poet. Her kiss was like lips dipped in sweet fruit marmalade, succulent. The taste of her nectar, sweet, so sweet. We just made love, me deep inside of her thoughts. She allowed me to massage her insides from inside, where no one had ever gone before. I gave her all of me, and she all of her, as we made love, for real.
Yo, 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 hey, man. I got to pull an audible. I had to switch the song. So I hope you enjoy this audible switch to compliment your piece, because, bruh, I'm just going to let the song tell it all.
I just spoke to my landing. Wondering if it's the same old understanding. Stand. I know you got work pretty early. I'll be around by 3:30. Usually it's done by 1. So baby, when I wake you up, just let me ride.
Chris, that's my boy right there, you know. Hey,
yeah.
Man, you could have played that song instead of me spitting that piece, bro, for real. That would have spoke for me.
Nah, bro. Nah. See, he called down to the studio and said, dude, you got to play this track for him after that piece? Yeah. So we did that. Appreciate you. Now we're going to get you over to the Sensual Lounge so we can get through these last few callers. I got two people.
Love, man.
week. But, hey, man, get another piece together, bro. Might have time to come back to you, bro. So grab another piece. Might have to shorten it, though. Grab another piece.
I got you.
All right, bro.
One love.
All right. One love. Ladies and gentlemen, that is for real. The poet Douglas with that piece. My gracious. My gracious. Next up, we're going to go to Rain. Good evening, Rain. Welcome to Romantic Central Saturday. How are you?
Hey, Poetic. I'm good. I'm over here trying to recover from Larry. What in the what?
Right, right. See?
I wasn't ready. I was not ready.
Neither was I. I had to call an audible on my song choice because there was no way that I was going to find something all nice and lovey-dovey to go with that.
He said something about tossed salad for dinner, and I was like, wait, what?
Right, right.
I don't think I've ever heard that kind of poem from Mario.
Yeah.
So that was nice. But I'm good, love. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm ready to hear what you brought tonight. Cause listen.
Okay.
You
hey.
If anybody ain't told you yet, you know I'm a fan, right? You know I'm a fan of your work, right? Did you know
I
that?
Do. Thank you. I do. Good.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that because I need your help.
You got it.
Do you want to hear Storm, Wet, or Religious?
Ooh. Mm-mm. Baby, you got to go ahead and give me that Storm.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
All right. Here we go. I think the artist saying something like jumping off the moon and falling into you. Reminds me of the night when the stars stared at us with envy and constellations dare to bear witness, molesting us with their persistence, and I persist to swallow the quiet thunderstorm rumbling in your chest. Tongue twisted in the midst of this metamorphosis, hurricane growing intense as I wrap my taste about the pulsating pauses, capturing your beating. Eagerly reading the bend in your back as I lap at the base of your begging, swooning at the sound of our colliding hues, dancing to the groove of midnight, falling into noon. I travel the landscape of your persuasiveness, brushing the bitterness kisses upon the nape of your neck, tracing your lobe with tongue tip, collapsing softly into your decadence. Riding your magnanimous wave, grasping for gravity only to crash against the shore of total abandonment. While an intensity crowns the thick of your fingertips and a bidding nestles in the sting of your palm print, branded red upon my pretty mouth. A storm is brewing, and we can feel it coming. So we take turns brainstorming, got these torrential rains forming, moving in and out of the storm's eye, playing Russian roulette with the calm of her sacredness, pushing it to the edge, we're edging, until the gushing winds twisted our limbs, uprooted our inhibitions, and then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind, I said. Then plastered our love language across the sheets like graffiti in the wind. We be sticky and wet, and yet so parched, famished even, insatiable appetites just might be the death of us or the breath of us. While I try to catch mine, listening to the reverb in your baritone moan, you really starting to feel a lot like home. That's right.
Darling, I have a song to compliment your piece. I hope you don't mind.
I do not mind. I'm ready.
There's so many places I want to kiss you, baby. I can't even begin to start. I realize I'm not the only man that ever made love to you. But I'm the only man that knows how to keep you. Okay, baby. Your body's mine, I believe you.
Oh, the places I will kiss you. Oh, baby.
Number one, I'm so glad you took it back to the 90s because you don't know nothing about this new music. And two, I love me some Aaron, and I thought it was perfect.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, I had to, you know, that piece kind of touched me a little bit. You know, it got a little hot in my room here. So, you know, I had to, you know, make sure that those things was going good for you. You know what I'm saying? With that, you know, all the places. Woo.
It was all the places. Yeah, it's right. Always, I was up my back, I hurt my back, but I was still over here trying to body roll, and it was.
I know that's right.
Wasn't working out so well, but I appreciate you, love. I appreciate you, and I'll move out the way.
Yes, Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, that was Rain, y'all, on her way to the Romantic Sensual Lounge. Let's get the CEO back in here. Baby, are you still there, sir?
Baby. Yes, sir. What it do?
Would you like to share another piece for the evening?
I'm actually still in search of one that may be short. Which is hard to find in my collection. So, hey, look, brother, just go on to the next person, man. It's all good. Thank you for coming back to me.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Well, one love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, bro.
Whew, man. What a show this evening. What a show. Man. Let me see if Rain wants to do another piece. Rain, would you like to do another piece? I mean, I've given everybody an opportunity to do a second piece. Would you like to do another one?
Sure, if you'll choose it for me.
Of course, I want the wet now. Hey. What you mean? Come on.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's a storm and it's wet, right? Okay.
Right. Yeah, there you go. The mic is yours.
Thank you. When I told him my pen name was Rain, he smiled, nodded. I'm sure he crossed his mind that I chose this because, well, I'm cleansing to the soul and that it's refreshing to be in my midst. And that I have the ability to remove physical and emotional toxins just by simply being in my presence. I mean, I can't deny being with me truly is quite the experience. But what he doesn't know is these are the qualities that draw him in and make him feel safe just before my storm hits. Most times it's without warning. I can be a bit unpredictable sometimes. Something like a quiet storm. You might not see me coming, but I guarantee you're going to feel me when I arrive. I wonder if I should warn him that somewhere between his intellect, compassion, humor, and vulnerability, he invoked a torrent in me. And that smile, goddamn, that smile. If it isn't causing a pluvial tantric shift ensuing tsunami-drenched noni lips, I don't know what. Meanwhile, his eyes are having their own conversation with the thunder in my hips, got me wanting to scatter my showers across his full lips, let puddles gather upon his thick tongue. I admit it. I can't stop thinking about it. I don't want to be every man's wet dream. I just want to be his. I wonder if he knows it, knows that every season is monsoon season with me. I wonder, can he swim in deep waters without holding his breath. Backstroke, side stroke, stay afloat. I used to think nothing is wetter than rain, but the idea of a confluence of his thick streams and my sticky rhythm. I hope he isn't afraid to get wet. I most certainly am not. I'd be ready to bathe in his hurricane and by the tide of his wet mans with an infusive eagerness. Shit. I digress. Just meet me in the deep end of this tryst and let's see just how wet we can get. That's Rain.
Ooh. Okay. Well, let me play this track to complement your piece.
I'm doing this for all my ladies. I know you're thinking, yo, it sound like a lullaby, right? But this is for you. Get into it. It's true.
I got your legs spread all over the bed. Hands clenched in the sheets. Hair wild as hell, I know. The only thing on your mind is texting me, girl. Can feel your temperature rising. You should feel my nature too. Come on, it's gonna be a bumpy ride.
Girl,
let's
do what we came to do.
We make good love all night. We make good love all night.
much noise. There's a lot of people that live around here. Emotions running high, my hands planted on your thighs. You feel me going up and down and around and around and around. The glass, I don't know how long I can last with you moaning crazy. Girl, keep on calling me. I'll take you to ecstasy, and when I'm done, you'll be fast asleep.
Touching, got me tippy-toeing, guiding me.
I'm guided. Her love's like guiding me. Scene after scene leading me. Sensual visuals. Lavender scents linger. Kaleidoscoping. In vivid monotones, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her, led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy. See, she wants me to hurry up, but I take my time through her. Enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately, levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me, the flames of her wantings flickering, provokingly as this manhood, me, finds myself slowly stiffening. She's left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forest. And all the loins of my trees, the veins that branch, and the many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering, in anticipation of having our two souls joined in. She leads me. I follow the scent of nature, her marshmallows roasting. She leads me. My limbs, she controls them. So I follow her signal when the soft wind's blowing. When the feel of soft wind's blowing, I'm in her. Walking through the tenderness of her life's garden, I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty inside of her. Can feel everything that she's thinking. Every thought I'm feeling she's having, and they're rushing now on purpose, streaming her white waters rapidly, flooding her life story. See, she's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting, and the white waters of her love's lakes have risen. She's coming. She's coming. With me inside of her, thoughts surfing with my socks off, barefoot through her life's garden. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me and mine feeds her. You ever think of somebody special and then the phone rings and it's them? She's walking through my mind's garden. Feet well manicured, and my thoughts beneath my feet, her thoughts feed me for real as I walk through her mind's garden. Peace.
All right, my brother, listen, let me just go ahead and get to your song to compliment your second piece.
I just got one question to ask you, though.
What's that?
Hey, thanks for having me, man. It was a good show, man. The vibe was beautiful, man.
One love, one mic.
Thank you, my brother. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Central, take your socks off. On his way, the CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas Yaw. Man, what a night, what a night, man. Listen, this was a beautiful evening for poetry, music, just romance and sensuality, and I really appreciate you all for hanging out with me for almost 3 hours as we did this thing tonight, y'all. Let me give you the lineup. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, it's either going to be Honey Drip or Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, The Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night, The Get Down, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, it's going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Keep the brother in prayer. He's under the weather, so we hope he can be available for the show. If not, we'll just keep him in our prayers. Then Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Parola Negra. Whew. Without y'all, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we need you. We need you. Keep calling in. Keep sharing your gifts. Keep sharing yourselves with us. We love it. Being said, have a good evening, and we'll see you tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory. One love, one mic. Remember, take your socks off. Baby, baby, peace.